today's news.
Hello and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news issues of the day through the papers of yesterday. And quite often, the two seem remarkably similar, none more so than in today's particular topic, coastal erosion. It's been discussed again recently, it's been discussed in the past, it's been discussed long in the past, it seems, and very little has changed. Let's look at the Ramsey Courier, Friday, October the 5th, 1934. Coast erosion, it's headed. Now that winter work schemes are being talked about, perhaps the time is not inopportune for a scheme of work to be mentioned that is simply crying out to be done. But we haven't waited too long. We have in mind the great amount of coastal erosion which is steadily going on in the west of the island, from Jerby to Michael. Year in and year out, the sea is steadily eating into the coastline of the island at this point. Within the last 50 years, acres of land have been swallowed by the sea, and the encroachment is still going on. About a yard in width of this piece of coast is annually lost in this way, and a scheme to deal with the erosion would be of real service to the farmers of that district. It has been found that the erosion can be stopped by the erection of suitable groins. This was discovered in an experiment carried out on the beach at Michael, where coastal erosion was definitely cured, and there has been none at this particular point for many years. The matter was investigated at the time, and we believe a report was made to Tymwald to the effect that a sum of £5,000 would be required to carry out the work. Slightly more now, perhaps. The matter was thereupon dropped. Times have changed, however. Useful work is required for the unemployed each winter. Development schemes in plenty have been carried out in Douglas and the other towns of the island. Money galore has been spent in making the island more attractive as a visiting resort, and thus indirectly helping private enterprise. Cannot a little be spared for this part of the island in saving the very land which provides a livelihood for the dwellers of the district along the coastline of Jerby, Balaff and Michael? We commend the scheme as one deserving of sympathetic consideration. And as I mentioned, that was 1934. Well, we don't have to wait too long for things to happen on the Isle of Man, do we? The Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, September the 6th, 1935. Coastal erosion, says the article. Crumbling Jerby coast. How the sea is eating in. The sea is making serious inroads on the Jerby coast. This article indicates the strength of the problem that should be faced. From time to time, reports have been received as to the extent of the coast erosion at Jerby, and with a view to obtaining first-hand information, an Examiner representative this week interviewed several residents in the locality and followed the coast for a distance of 2 or 3 miles, observing the ravages of the sea at this point. Where once cattle in the fields grazed and the farmer tilled his land is now part of the Irish Sea, and the waters are ever eating away large chunks of good agricultural land, depleting the farms of acres of land and threatening cottages only a stone's throw away. And a picture was there to illustrate this. Sardfield towards Ballaghaig Head, one is able to see where huge slices of land have been washed from the cliffs into the sea beneath. The coast erosion here is not so severe as further along, and a farmer has estimated that only around 1 yard per year is eaten away from Jerby Church along to Ballasalla Farm. This will comfort those worshippers at Jerby Church who some years ago got a nasty fright when someone declared that within the next few years, and that's in the 1930s, the church would be washed away completely together with the churchyard. At the present rate of progress, it will be a long time before coastal erosion will disturb those concerned with the welfare of this old church, which, dedicated to St. Patrick, stands alone in one of the loveliest parts of the island. Happily, it still does stand, although in need of some work, I understand. Shrinking farms, it goes on. Mr. Muckton of Ballasalla Farm, who came there only 16 years ago, states that in that time the sea has encroached 50 yards at least, and he has had to move inwards the fence at the edge of the Browse, or is that Bruise, on several occasions. Alongside the Napan there was the farm of Cronkmore, which on the old maps of the island had an acreage of something like 100 acres. Now it can hardly boast 30 acres, and the farm buildings are in ruins. Another old resident states that a lime kiln, which he remembers in a field when a boy, disappeared, and the spot where it was originally situated must now be 200 or 300 yards out to sea. At Ballateer, which is in the worst position in regard to coast erosion, Mr. Cannell, who farms there, told an Examiner representative that the sea was getting nearer each year to his house and farm buildings, and from the stackyard to the sea was less than a stone's throw. It was all good arable land that was being washed away, and periodically he had to renew his boundary fences on the brows. The worst damage was done by a southwest gale, and Mr. Cannell suggested that the government should be again approached and asked to build groynes to protect the coast. Efforts to involve the government, says the article, to pay a contribution for the work have proved futile in the past, though it has been a popular suggestion at election time with candidates seeking honours in the Sheading. Does this bear any familiarity to today, do you think? Dwellings at Ballaholly and Ballateer will undoubtedly be affected by this coastal erosion within the next few years, the article finishes, if it continues at the same rate that it has done in the last 20 years. If we skip forward a few years to 1950, the Ramsey Courier, Friday, May the 19th. Coast erosion, a survey to be made. A party of Liverpool University engineering students are to carry out a survey of coastal erosion under expert supervision between the Dog Mills, Bride and Rue Point, Jerby. And Timwald on Tuesday voted £750 to cover the cost. Mr. R.C. Cannell expressed the hope that the work would be speeded up as there was terrible erosion at Cranstall and other points. Mr. G.P. Quine, while not opposing, had little faith in the results that would be forthcoming. He thought it was only trifling with the matter and that they should have the highest possible engineering opinion on it. The Attorney General said this was just a question of carrying out the survey, which was necessarily before they could decide what should be done. There had not been a survey made since 1860. Mr. Quine said the sea was depositing material further along the coast. Mr. G.H. Drummond said that surely somebody in the Isle of Man could do this survey instead of running across to England every time they wanted anything done. Does that sound vaguely familiar? It was only 1950, this, of course. Mr. T.Q. Cannell, who had a considerable experience of erosion in the neighbourhood of his own farm, said he had already lost 12 acres of land and he was contemplating building a new house further in for safety. People were living in jeopardy and some of the best land in the island was being lost through being washed away. They were talking about the marginal lands question when here was good agricultural land being lost. Two fields had gone in his time and he thought the Board of Agriculture had been very slow moving. Slow moving on the Isle of Man? Surely not. Deemster Cowley said it was very wise expenditure. There was a tremendous amount of damage being done by erosion. The Governor had been able to obtain the services of an eminent engineer who trained students. They came here for 6 weeks and they would furnish a proper report. He himself had land washed away at Orrisdale. There were means of preventing erosion by planting some kind of grasses and scrub, and it was well worth the money to find out where they stood. The motion, you'll be pleased to hear, was carried. And then just finally, from 1950, the Ramsey Courier, Friday, August the 25th, by a special correspondent, we're told. There was an unofficial excursion of the Isle of Man Antiquarian and Natural History Society to Crosby and Shelleg Point in Bride last week. The society is usually favoured with good weather. In over 8 years, only one excursion has had to be cancelled, but the morning was so wet it was decided this one must be cancelled. Word was sent to Mr. Broadbent, but his coach had already set off to carry the members from Peel and the West. A party from as far afield as Peel, Onken, Garwick and Mackled, including a lady of 89 years, gathered at Ramsey, and as one of the leaders, Mr. George Quayle, was present, it was decided to continue to Bride. The second leader, Mr. Ramsey B. Moore, passing along the road, saw the empty coach at Crosby and joined the party. Altogether, 30 members and friends enjoyed a most interesting afternoon, which fortunately kept fine. I can tell you, straying away from the subject somewhat, the first halt was at Crosby Farmhouse, where Mr. Conrad, the occupier, joined the party. The name Crosby, Mr. Quayle said, meant the farm on the crossroad. The affix B, or B-Y, was Norse, and meant the same thing as the Gaelic Balla, or Bally, a farm, or homestead. And then it does actually go on to talk about erosion. In 1703... in the Lord's Book, it was recorded that the Lord's rent on Cranstall was reduced because of plundering by the Scots, and in the same year the Lord's rent on Shelleg was reduced because of the coastal erosion. Both Mr. Quayle and Mr. Moore quoted the old story of why the Manxmen in the north eat the pudding before the broth. The land that is lost around the coast is building up the point of air. Mr. Quayle told of the prophecy of an old soothsayer. Now, my apologies for the Manx pronunciation. I will have to refer to my colleague Phil Gorn on this one, because I'm going to get it wrong. Cailé na Gcuisig, who lived nearly 1,000 years ago. And I will ask Phil for the correct pronunciation. She said that before the end, a woman in Man and a woman in Scotland would be able to wring a blanket between them. Well, it hasn't happened yet, so we haven't got to the end. Is coastal erosion still happening? Yes, it most certainly is. Are we any closer to doing a great deal about it? No, we certainly aren't. Are we still prevaricating? Yes, we almost certainly are. Is there anything new in the news? I'll leave you to decide that one. We'll have more next Sunday on Old News. Until then, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.